Welcome to Reading the Rainbow, brought to you by the Dauphin County Library System. For the book curious looking for their next good LGBTQ+ read, listen in as queer library staff discuss the own voice stories they've been reading.
Hi, my name is Ashley. My pronouns are she, her, and they, them.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and my pronouns are she, her, and they, them.
Hi, my name is Sora, and my pronouns are they, them. This week, we're discussing the first volume of I Think Our Son is Gay, a manga series written by Akura. Akura began writing the series online in August 2019 and has since printed and published 4 volumes with Square Enix. A doting mother and her 2 beloved sons, one of whom who she thinks is probably gay, go about their daily lives in this hilarious and heartwarming LGBTQIA+ family-friendly comedy. Despite belonging to a family of 4, the Aoma residence is typically home to 3 due to the father, Akiyoshi's job. While he's away at work, mom, Tomoko, and her 2 beloved sons, Hiroki and Yuri, go about their everyday lives, going to school, making dinner, doing homework, etc. But now that Hiroki's in his first year of high school, his thoughts are turning ever so slightly to sex and romance, and his mom can't help but notice his slips of the tongue whenever he's talking about who he likes. Supportive Tomoko has an inkling Hiroki might be gay, but she's going to let him figure it out for himself. Unfortunately, Hiroki has little talent for keeping his secret, so he might die of embarrassment before all is said and done.
Just for our listeners, I thought we would kind of break down the Aoyama family and their roles in the story, as well as some of the other characters. So the Aoyama family consists of the mom, Tomoko, the dad, but his name is Akiyoshi. Then there are the 2 sons. The oldest son, who's in 10th grade, is Hiroki, and Yuri is his younger brother, who's in 8th grade. The friend that's most often talked about in the book is Daigo. Those are like the main characters. Other people are talked about throughout the story, but those are our main players. And the mom, Tomoko, is the narrator of the story and kind of follows her observations of her sons and her inklings that her oldest son, Hiroki, might be gay.
It was so cute and refreshing. Like, it's so hard to find a LGBTQ book that does have like such light tones and everything nowadays. And it was so cute and all the characters were so cute. Loved it.
I love slice of life stuff anyway, but this one was a particularly good one. I definitely enjoyed, you know, the representation in it along with the slice of life, because you very rarely see them, the 2 together.
I was trying to think if there are any other manga or anime that I've read or watched that came close to this. I don't think I've read or watched anything that was just like so explicit about it. Even like using the word gay, you know, like I read Princess Jellyfish, which one of the main characters cross dresses, but it's just kind of normalized. It's not really discussed or questioned or like really delved into. I enjoyed it. It was a good manga, but it was just kind of odd to me that it wasn't discussed at all. But maybe I stopped too early. And then Yuri on Ice, the anime, if either of you have watched it. The gay relationship between the 2 main characters is like strongly hinted at. I just really appreciated that it was the main topic of the book. And I think on Goodreads, they list it as a young adult book. It's very approachable and all of that. I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say that the only book that I can think of right now that's comparable is Heartstopper. The same vibes as that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another anime or manga that might have fit the same vibes too, and I can't think of one either. I have never read the manga for Princess Jellyfish, but I have seen the anime, and I kind of agree with you that it's not like they dance around the subject, it's just they just don't mention it.
Yeah, which is, you know, an approach in of itself of writing stories where there are like queer undertones that aren't addressed. It's just normal and accepted. Like, that's an approach to writing that I also enjoy, but just, yeah, trying to think of other queer stories like that come close to Heartstoppers, though, Danielle, that is a very good connection.
Who was your guys' favorite character?
I think I liked Tomoko the best, just because her reactions to everything was just so wholesome. It's like she didn't even think twice about it. She just wanted to know more.
He reminds me of Linda Belcher. That same wholesome vibe.
I could see that.
I always fall for the trope of the like smart little brother who's just like very good at making observations and knows when to cut in and gives Hiroki a hard time just about like brotherly things, but will swoop in and kind of save him from awkward questions from their dad.
Yeah, Yuri was adorable. I loved how nonchalant he was. I think there was a part in the book where he was like, you should just tell Daigo that you like him.
Yeah. Danielle, who was your favorite?
Yuri, yeah. Yuri was your favorite. It reminds me of the relationship between my brother and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because one is very nonchalant and the other isn't at all.
Yeah, and I think one of the themes in some of the chapters was kind of highlighting the differences in Hiroki and Yuri's relationships with their mom and dad. Both parents are like have very loving relationships with their children, but he is away on business trips and working quite a lot. But when he is home in those scenes, he's very loving. He cooks everyone dinner. He cries when he has to leave again and is, you know, showing affection and all of that. But I think because Tomoko is home all of the time, she gets to notice some of the slower developments that Yuri and Hiroki are going through. I was just curious, you know, what you all thought about that contrast.
Yeah, I like how Ikeyoshi wasn't like extremely perfect. Like he had his moments where he was like, why don't you like girls yet? And he kept on pressuring him in that one scene. And it just shows that the whole dynamic isn't completely perfect. And that's more realistic.
I feel like he was kind of like that with Yuri at one point too, because Yuri was saying that they didn't really have romantic or, you know, sexually attractive feelings. And his dad just kind of brushed it off as being like, oh, you're young, but, you know, that could also possibly be, you know, asexual representation. And he just kind of overlooked it the same way he did with Hitori's sexuality when he was a kid.
I didn't really think that Yuri was ace, but now that somebody brings it up, I can definitely see the correlation.
I didn't really pick up on that either. And like when the dad was in high school, he had all these crushes and really liked the cute older girls and what really was concerned about how to be popular to win them over. And Yuri just kind of cuts in and says, I'm a guy, but I have absolutely no interest in romance or girls. Is there a problem with that? And then, you know, they talk about it a little bit and then just move on to a different conversation. But the mom kind of wonders, like, was Yuri doing that to give Hiroki kind of a save to like move things along? Or is that really how he feels? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think about that until Sora. It's like, oh, yeah. That is a little bit of ace coding there.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is with a lot of ace characters. You're like, wait. And that's great that there's like ace representation where the character isn't constantly thinking about their sexuality or why they're not sexually attracted to somebody. They just accept it.
Yeah.
It does make me kind of wonder like how they would feel having both of their children be on the LGBTQ plus spectrum and everything. You know, obviously she's super accepting with Hitori and, you know, his dad is kind of clueless right now. But eventually all this stuff is going to come out. And it makes me wonder if they're actually going to explore that later in the manga.
Still waiting on book 3, so I guess we'll see.
Oh, did you read the second one?
Yeah, so it was so cute.
Do we have it in our collection?
Yeah.
Excellent.
What's everybody's thoughts on Daigo?
I mean, he seems really serious, but other than that, I think he's a good match, an energy level match for Hitori, at least.
I love the scene where Hiroki, he doesn't want to say that he loves things and he didn't want to say that he loved his mom's food. And Daigo just went ahead and said, yeah, I love your mom's food.
Have I been saying Hitori this whole time? I meant Hiroki. Sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because before we meet Daigo, we only really see texts from him. And then, you know, Hiroki accidentally gushing about Daigo to his mom and then like getting really flustered about it. But like all of the text messages and things are, a lot of them are about Hiroki's looks, you know, like they're talking about how they would rank each other in their class as far as looks. And Daigo tells Hiroki that he looks really cute when he gets embarrassed and how flustered he is when he can't lie about things. And then what was the other one? Oh, about the glasses. Apparently, like, Daigo told Hiroki that, I think you would look really good in glasses. And so doesn't he, like, find his mom's glasses?
And yeah, he runs home and finds her glasses.
And then when she realizes what's going on, she, like, goes and finds a pair of his dad's, like, older glasses that have, like, a thicker frame and might look better on him. And he gets all excited and takes a picture. And then Daigo responds, like, oh, yeah, look, you really do look good with glasses on. But then when you meet him...
I can just imagine him talking in such a monotone voice, not excited about anything at all.
I mean, how you text and how you talk out loud can be very different.
Mm. Yeah. And like, he's coming over to visit for the first time and he could be nervous being around Hiroki's mom and family and all of that. I don't know. But he just sounds like typically he is that serious kind of guy, which then kind of leads Yuri to ask their mom, Tomoko, if do you think Daigo likes Hiroki the same way that Hiroki likes Daigo? And that's not really resolved at all.
I would assume he likes him because he seems like the type of person to just flat out say, no, I don't like you when I'm running around with that type of stuff. So I'm hoping that he likes him.
I mean, it's definitely the vibe that I got throughout the whole thing. Like, I mean, I could have just been picking up on Hiroki's feelings for Daigo, but it's, I don't know, something about the whole situation and, you know, him bringing him the sports drink and his schoolwork whenever he was sick and everything. It's just, there's too many variables adding up for him not to like him back.
Yeah, right. So like, he was bringing his homework home for Hiroki while he was sick, which I've done for friends, but the fact that he added like the sports drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that toy that he lost at like the beginning, towards the beginning, that his mom found on the porch, wasn't that something that Daigo gave to him too?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then she like sewed it in his backpack pocket so it wouldn't fall off or fall out of his bag ever again. Oh, that was
so cute.
Yeah, I loved it so much. It was so sweet. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that as the manga, you know, as more volumes come out, that Hiroki's relationship with Daigo kind of blossoms, because like a lot of the little vignettes throughout this first volume are about crushes and things that he has had in the past, like growing up, and how none of them worked out, especially when he wanted to pick out a present for one of his friends. And so his mom helped him with that. But then when he went to give it to his friend at school, it kind of like shattered their friendship. Like the other kid didn't want anything to do with them ever again.
Yeah.
So like you see, he's already gone through like a bunch of hurdles. I'm rooting for him.
It's such a short, quick, uplifting read. I remember reading it and I felt happy the rest of the day because it was so cute.
Yeah, I read it on a day that I was feeling like, I don't know, I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I was super grumpy. And I was like, fine, I'll read this. Like, this is easy. This is something I can do. And it was delightful. And just caught myself smiling throughout the day. Like you said, Danielle, it was just very sweet. So if you need something quick and uplifting to read, would highly recommend. And also Heartstoppers.
Yes.
Wraps up our discussion about I Think Our Son Is Gay by Okura. Join us next episode as we cover Gideon the Ninth by Tamsin Muir.
This has been Reading the Rainbow, a Dauphin County Library System podcast for books by and about the LGBTQ+ community. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us for new book discussions. And if we piqued your interest in this episode selection, consider borrowing it from your local library. Thanks for listening.